Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Thomas Lamar for the Kingston Chamber Podcast. And on today's program, well, my co-host and executive director of the Greater Kingston Community Chamber of Commerce, Linda Fife, went a little nuts as she broke out of the studio to visit a unique local business, CB's Nuts. Here's her report.
Hi there, this is Linda Fife from the Kingston Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here this morning with one of our most exciting businesses owners, Tammy Bowman, who owns CB's Nuts, and her husband, Clark, is going to be joining us in just half a second, and he's here right now. Good morning, Tammy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And Clark is here. Good morning, Clark.
Good morning, Linda. Thanks for coming in.
Okay, I've just introduced you as one of the most exciting businesses here in North Kitsap, and from what you've been telling me earlier on the West Coast. So we're going to start off with who you guys are, and tell me a little bit about your personal lives. I know you got some kids.
Yes, we do. We live in Hansville. And our children are 6, who's our girl, Elsie, and our boy, Jesse, is 4.
And they're both in the school system in one way or the other, are they not?
That's right. Jesse starts at the Kingston Preschool, the cooperative preschool this year, so both of our children will have attended with Miss Debbie, along with 90% of the rest of North Kitsap. And our daughter will be in first grade in Wolfley, and then her after school, she'll be here at the shop beginning her career in good work ethics.
Perfect. Okay, so tell me a little bit about CB's Nuts and how the original idea came about.
Well, I was a season ticket holder at Safeco Field in 2001, 2002, and was really just disappointed with the peanut quality, and I knew I had to do something about it. I traveled to the East Coast, had some wonderful peanuts that had come out of Virginia, and I knew I had to either A, track those down or duplicate them. I could not track them down, so I went on a mission to create these peanuts. So one thing led to another, and as I invested more, there was no turning back. So I had custom roasters made and custom equipment made, and thankfully at that point, as I was just about over my head, I met my wife Tammy, who dialed it all in and said, you know, we could do this as a business. It's just going to take some more focus. And so at that point, we sold my other business and really focused on CB's. And we're happy with the outcome.
Terrific. Now, the location of your business is?
We're here on Highway 104 in Kingston, 6013 Northeast Highway 104. This building came up for sale. One of our local contractors, Carl Zimmer, had it up. It's the old Kingston Firehouse for the volunteer firefighters. And it came up for sale. Tammy looked at it and she said, we should buy that shop. And so we did. And this is where we've been producing for just about the last 5 years. And it's turned wonderful. We never thought retail would even be an option. We threw a sign out there literally on a pallet. And lo and behold, people started coming in, and now it's really turned into a wonderful side to our main wholesale business.
So, speaking of which, tell me a little bit about your customers and what is your scope? How far do your peanuts go?
Our peanuts go east to Montana and Wyoming. They go south to Oregon, and understand that there's even into the very northern tip of California.
Terrific. But you just told me you might have a new contract in New York?
No, we have. Oh, sorry. Yes, we do. We do ship them out to New York. I was thinking of our primary distributors. Yeah, we do. We ship by the pallet sometimes out to Middleton, New York. And we have many cases that just go on the 1Z, 2Z, 3Zs out to Michigan, Wisconsin.
Florida, even.
Florida.
And you have the website, and the website is
CB'sNuts.com.
And you get a lot of new customers biting at that, and that's how they can order peanuts from essentially all over.
Yeah, definitely. Our entire product line is available online at shop.CB'sNuts.com. And we do get orders from all over the country and all over the world.
All over the world. That's what I was going to ask. Do you ship to Canada, and have you gotten orders from
Yeah, we shipped to Canada.
Mm-hmm. Shipped up there last week, and we've shipped to England and Japan and Germany, and so
terrific. Yeah. And how do people hear about you, like from Japan? Is it just they happen to come across your website, or was it through vacationing here in the Northwest? Or
yeah, we are really lucky to be at this intersection because we're on the way out to the Olympic Peninsula, so we get a lot of people that see our shop just driving out on their vacation, are intrigued and come in, and sort of goes from there.
We were really excited as local citizens to see that CB's Nuts made it to the Mariners games too, and I see even here as a local, a lot of people on their way out to a Mariners game stopping here and stocking up on their peanuts before they get in the gates, which is pretty cool as well. Now, tell me a little bit about the peanut roasting process. I originally wanted to go out there and interview you out in your workroom, but that machinery is awfully loud, and I didn't think we'd be able to hear anything. So.
It's loud. The peanut process, the in-shell peanut process, starts with us bringing in truckloads. So we bring in 43,000 pounds of peanuts at a time. We bring them out of either Oklahoma or Texas, always the Southwest, simply because it produces a better peanut. We start by giving them a sea salt bath and then creating a vacuum, which the salt actually is taken through the shell of the peanut into the kernel. We then dry the moisture out, leaving the salt behind. That's about an 8 to 10 hour process. And then from there, we can roast them. And we our roasts generally are about 35 minutes, and we have 80 to 100-pound roasts.
And your shelled peanut, or peanuts in the shell, I'm not familiar with the jargon, so bear with me. Peanuts in the shell products are what?
So our peanuts in the shell right now are our salted conventional peanuts, the ballpark peanuts, what we started with. It's everything we started with. And then we do have an organic variety, but this is a different issue. There's a drought in the Southwest, so we'll be losing our organic variety. So primarily the in-shell that we will have will be our in-shell Virginia peanut, Virginia species grown in Texas.
And so you have lightly salted and unsalted. Those are the two products of those. Okay.
Correct.
Tell me about your other products that you have here.
Well, we have an organic pistachio that comes from the Robson Ranch in La Grande, California. We are the only raw supplier that he deals with, so he trusts us to take his very coveted organic product and actually convert it to a finished product. We have an organic pumpkin seed that is a North American exclusive to us to finish, meaning a same process with the pistachios, meaning we're able to roast it and actually bag it. Those come out of Oregon. And then we have our peanut butter, which is a Valencia peanut, which we roast and grind. And then we have some ancillary shell product that we do as a custom roast for the Whole Foods markets, which are the hazelnuts, the almonds, cashews, sometimes pecans. And then we have some of our local ancillary products that are made with our peanut butter, like Miracle Morsels cookies and Caveman Bar, which are made with our peanut butter stock.
Terrific. Now, there are, Tammy, you and I were talking about other local businesses that have been buying your product to use it in their stuff as well. Can you name some of those businesses?
Yeah, we've been working with Theo Chocolate in Seattle for 4 years now, and I have a long-standing relationship with them. Bluebird Ice Cream is a handcrafted ice cream on Capitol Hill in Seattle, and they've been making a CB's PB peanut butter ice cream this summer. And then there's a cupcake company down in Portland that's making peanut butter cupcakes with our products. So.
Wow. Okay, now, in the future, I understand you have some expansion plans and some community relation plans, and tell me a little bit about what's going on for CB's Nuts.
Well, we have done a phenomenal job working out of a very small space, simply because the mortgage is bottom line money that we had to pay every month. Doesn't leave a lot of room for expansion. We feel that we're finally at a place that we can go seek out some larger production area and then give this, our existing building, the time and exposure it deserves as a full retail shop. We will be doing some minor production here, mainly maybe some specialty production of some candies and that type of thing. But the main thrust of our production will move just down the road, literally about a stone's throw away. So we'll be able to have more space, create a few more jobs, and have an expansion of retail, which also will create a few more jobs here locally.
That's great. It's good because it's a very, very visible location. We would hate to lose you from here. Everybody is learning finally exactly where you're located. I've even brought people myself from the visitor center who came out on foot who wanted to come out here. So, so we gave them the guided tour. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So tell me when the expansion is going to take place.
Well, we're hoping we're just finalizing some budgetary matters as far as construction and kind of the infrastructure it takes to move offsite. I'm hopeful and probably wishful that it might happen within this year. If not, we'd be looking to early next year to begin this transition.
Terrific. Okay. Now, with the holiday season coming up, I know you guys do some special things for the holidays, gift baskets and that type of thing. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
What we generally try to do is incorporate some of the other local products that use our products and ours. So we'll have local feature baskets as well as nut-only baskets and gift packs so that people can have a variety of different options. And then we're always looking for suggestions. This year I think we're going to do a big Christmas bag of pistachios that be really nice. And just try and offer things at different price points so that people can find what they're looking for.
Anything from stocking stuffers to main gift ideas.
Right.
And
hostess gifts and corporate gifts. We did a lot of corporate gifts last year, so.
Perfect. Housewarming and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And if you going to Thanksgiving dinners and that type of thing, it's always a good idea to stop by here and stock up on something special as well.
Well, it's in-shop peanuts are really fun when you're with a group of people because it makes you pause and stop and gives you conversation.
Absolutely. And football season is coming. So,
yeah.
So absolutely. Maybe we can build you into the Kingston High School concession stand a little bit and have you.
We will be there, Linda.
Yay.
We will be there.
Okay, any final thoughts?
We appreciate the community's support. Chamber's been wonderful. We love you, North Kitsap.
Yeah, come by and see us anytime.
Okay.
We're here.
And we're right here on the corner of where 104 turns up towards Port Gamble in Kingston. And your office hours are?
We're here every day from 11 to 5 and usually more than that.
Terrific. Okay, thank you so much for your time, you guys.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, thank you, Linda, for that downright nutty interview. And thank you, Clark and Tammy Bowman of CB's Nuts. You know, I suddenly have the urge for some peanut butter. Once again, you can find them at cbsnuts.com. And you can find us at kingstonchamber.com. Until next time, for my co-host, Linda Fife, this is Dr. Thomas Lamar for KingstonChamberPodcast.com.